Welcome to the I Speak FSBO podcast, where we pull back the curtain from the real estate industry and expose everything they don't want you to know. We share tips, tricks, myths, and truths to fight against outdated real estate traditions so you can sell your home for top dollar without having to pay a dime in commission or sacrifice your time. It's time for homeowners to take back the power and break up the monopoly. This is the I Speak FSBO podcast, and this is your host, Josh Knox.
Hey everybody, what's up? It's Josh with the I Speak FSBO podcast. Welcome to the episode. I wanted to talk to you today about, I guess I'm going to title this, What You Don't Know Costs You. So I had an experience actually just today that cost me an 1,100% markup. Because I simply just didn't know the answer. And now that I know the answer, I can easily implement the solution. I can easily implement the answer. So let me give you what happened. We're in June now, right? And the temperatures are increasing. And I turned the house was getting warm. I turned the AC on, and guess what? The AC is not working. The compressor was actually cycling on and off, which is a challenge that we ran into before, and we had somebody come out and they fixed it for about $150, but the fix today was a $350 charge. So what happened was there's some parts on the compressor that on the outside of it, there are four screws that come off that expose the part that ended up needing to be replaced. And again, because I didn't know the steps to take to fix the compressor, I just knew it was cycling on and off, and I Googled it and it said, well, it could be this or it could be that. I had a company come out and they charge a diagnostic charge, which they didn't even hook up equipment. The girl that fixed it, and she did a wonderful job. I'm not saying that this person didn't do a wonderful job. The AC's working and the house is cool again. But she took the four bolts off the panel, looked right at the piece and goes, this is your problem. And so she said, well, let me go see if I've got the part on my truck. And comes back and says, I got the part on my truck. And I said, what's the cost? And she said, well, the part is normally, you know, $315, but I'll give you a deal today and give it to you for $270. And this is where another place of not knowing, right? So what did I do? I went and researched the part after I paid, right, of course, for her to fix it. So I was paying for the part, and then I paid for the time for her to be out there, which was the service charge to diagnose the problem. And so that total fee ended up being $349, no, $350. And so I went and looked up that part, and I found out that that part sells for less than $30 online. And she was at my house for about 30 minutes fixing it. Now, again, I'm grateful that it's fixed, but what I didn't know cost me an 1,100% markup. And so the point of the podcast is to simply say what we don't know will cost us, right? If we don't know how to perform a certain job function, for example, if our boss comes to us and says, hey, I need you to do this, and you say, well, I don't know how to do that, you could get passed over for a promotion down the road, right? It's that costs you, not knowing how to do something. Or, you know, if you're in school and you're taking a test and you don't know how to solve a particular test problem, then it's going to cost you on your grade, right? And the same is true in real estate. If you don't understand the steps that real estate agents are taking to sell a house, then you pay the price to the agent to sell your house. And the markup is steeper when you sell a house. And I've said this before on the podcast, but the markup is severe. If you know that it takes about 5 to 10 hours worth of time to sell a house from getting it listed, pictures taken, putting the right price on it, writing the listing description, so getting it marketed online in the right locations, and then when buyers are, you know, going through it, right? So phone calls back and forth between people that scheduling people that want to see the house, and then when an offer comes in, reviewing the contract, negotiating the contract, so phone calls and paperwork back and forth there. And if you know that, you know, inspection time comes up, and then there's a little bit of conversation there, and then appraisals, and then finally closing. If you know that that takes, and I'm telling you this now, so now you'll know, if you know that that takes between 5 and 10 hours of total time to do, and you're paying, right, the average property now is selling for around $300,000, just a little over $300,000 in the U.S., so that's $18,000 going to real estate agents, right? And it's typically split 3% to either side. You know that much at least. Then you've got $9,000 on either side. And if either agent is spending roughly 10 hours, right, at $9,000 a side, that's $900 an hour. It seems worth it to learn the steps and do the process yourself. All of the tools are available to anyone who wants to sell their own home. You can Google contracts and find a real estate purchase contract. You can put your house on Zillow, on Facebook. You can even buy access to a flat fee MLS service and still save at least the 3% on the listing side. So my point is this, is what we don't know ends up costing us, just like it ended up costing me today. And had I known that it was just what they call a capacitor, and just for funnies, right, a flux capacitor is what was in Back to the Future, but it was just a capacitor that needed to be replaced. And it was literally in dozens of places online, the exact same one for under $30. And so I know, just because I'm a do-it-yourselfer guy. Like, I don't mind doing that stuff, especially if I can save that money. I don't mind doing that. It might have taken me an hour to do it, simply just getting the pieces put together, right? But an hour is certainly worth $350 to me. If it took me an hour to do it and I saved $300, because I would have had to buy the part, and let's say you got to pay for tax and shipping or whatever, that's $300 an hour. I fully believe I'm worth $300 an hour. So if you're taking on the process of selling your own house and you know all the steps to take, and you know that if you're selling a $300,000 house and you're going to save at least 3% on your side, so $9,000, isn't $900 an hour worth your time? Let's say it takes you twice as long to figure it out. Let's say it takes you 20 hours of your time to sell your house. That's still $450 an hour of the time you invest into getting your house sold. I feel like anybody listening to this podcast is definitely worth $450 an hour, right? Most people are not making that kind of money in their regular income anyways. So anyways, what we don't know will cost us. And it's better to be in the know, take on a little bit of a project and sell your own house and save those commissions. Put them back in your pocket. You're the one that paid the mortgage. You're the one that, you know, painted the rooms or did whatever other upgrades you did to the house. You're the one that maintained it for as long as you lived there. And to pay a real estate agent fee that's as exorbitant as that as it is seems a bit ridiculous to me. So anyways, I hope that's helpful to you. I hope you understand that it is possible to sell your own house, that it really doesn't take that much time, and that the more you know about it, the better prepared you are to do it, and the more successful you'll be. in selling your own home without an agent. So I hope that's helpful. And as always, I hope to see you on the next podcast.